Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Joining us on the show are some really important people to the show. We got Hannah's mom, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
And AB's mom, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game of Mama Knows Best. And we're seeing one of you knows your mom the best, which one of you guys know each other. Both of you guys have really close relationships.
Yes.
Hannah, you're really tight with your mom, right?
Yeah, we're super close.
And AB, you've said this before in the past, like your mom's probably like one of your best friends, your best friend.
For sure.
One of the things I want to say before we even get started with the game is both of your daughters are like two of the best people that I've ever met in my entire life, and so you guys have done a really good job when it comes to like having good kids. You always look to the mom, and you guys have carried the load to two amazing humans, and you guys should be proud. You've done your job as mom really, really well.
Oh thanks. I feel pretty proud.
You should. They're amazing. I love them like sisters, so sometimes I give them crap like a sister, but they're amazing people, and so you've done a great job, mom.
Good.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play this game and see how well they know each other. We're going to ask the girls to leave the room, and I'm going to ask Michelle, Hannah's mom, and Sharon, AB's mom, some questions, and we're going to see if we can match up like newlywed style, but this is going to be like mom-wed style, okay?
Okay.
All right, the girls are leaving. They're both bringing the blankets that Sharon, AB's mom, made for them. They're bringing their blankets out of the room. That's how much they're attached to their blankies still. Look, they're still little girls bringing their blankies. All right, let's go with you, Michelle, first. Hannah's mom. What was the name of their teddy bear or lovey growing up? Did Hannah have a teddy bear or a comfort item growing up?
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember her having anything like that.
So
no.
None? She had none? That none could be an answer. I just hope Hannah says none.
Yeah, none.
Okay, well, now she keeps this blanket around like it's a lovey, so she carries it around everywhere.
Okay, well, I don't remember her having any kind of little toy or thing that she carried, no.
Okay, what about you, Sharon? Did AB have a teddy bear that she loved or a doll or anything
she
like that?
She did not. She had a blanket, though.
Okay, what was the blanket? What color was it?
Light blue. She still sleeps with it. She probably brings it to work some days.
Really? We just don't know about it? She like does it as a comfort item if she's stressed?
Absolutely. Sometimes she'll have it in her work bag.
Really?
It was a big full-size blanket, and she carried it everywhere, and it was so long, like Linus from Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Oh, I love
That's so cute. I love it. All right.
I ended up cutting it in fourths, so you know, have a little piece of the blanket, and she will bring it to work if she's having a rough day or if she feels like she's going to be nervous. She'll take it when she takes trips.
Wow.
You know, weekend trips. She probably brought it to Colorado with Hannah.
Really? All right. Look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Michelle, Hannah's mom. What celebrity, if Hannah had to choose a celebrity, what celebrity would she choose to be stuck on an island with?
Oh, these are hard questions.
Okay, I'm getting scolded by mom.
Oh, my gosh. Who would she choose to be stuck on an island with? Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, okay. Pirates of the Caribbean, little Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Sharon, AB's mom. If AB had to be stuck on an island with somebody, who would it be?
Well, can it be a couple?
Whatever you think she's going to answer, but yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but she would not be disappointed if she were stuck on an island with Ben Platt and his fiance,
Noah.
Oh,
my God.
Okay. Okay.
She would not be disappointed.
All right. We do know she is a theater nerd. So, yes, I bet Ben Platt from Pitch Perfect and Dear Evan Hansen would be a great fit.
Yes.
All right. And then if you thought those other questions were tough, Michelle, Hannah's mom, last question is, what is a story that Hannah would hope you never tell? You don't have to tell the story, but just like maybe give us a hint. Like, Hannah would hope mom never tells a story about what?
She tells everything. There's nothing she keeps a secret. So I,
that's so true.
Oh my gosh. Everything you don't want to know, you'll hear from Hannah. I would say the time when we went to Mexico and she fell asleep on the patio outside of the room.
Okay. So she wouldn't want you to repeat the Mexico story where she fell asleep and then had everyone thinking that she was kidnapped.
Yes, exactly.
Why do I think I've heard that before?
Yeah, because she has told that story. Hannah really has no filter. Really has no filter.
I really have heard that before.
Good. Sharon, what was the story that AB goes, man, I hope my mom never repeats what?
The only thing I can think of is back in middle school, I think it was like a Valentine's holiday, and there was a boy involved.
Okay.
And it was traumatizing to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's bring the girls back in the room and see how they do matching up with you guys, okay? How do you think they're going to do?
I think I'm going to do pretty good. I think Anna will have a harder time answering her own question.
All right, the girls are entering back in the room. We have Hannah's mom, Michelle, with us. We have AB's mom, Sharon, on with us. We appreciate you guys coming on and joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We're playing a little Mother Knows Best. It's kind of like the newlywed game. We asked Hannah and AB to leave the room. We asked their mom some questions.
Oh,
we dug up some dirt on them. We need some stories. We need some answers from you guys
that you guys
have never told us before. Mom taught us some stuff.
Oh, gosh.
And we're going to see if you guys can match each other's questions that we just got done answering them. All right. The first question for you, Hannah, is what was the name of your comfort item, your teddy bear, your blanket, your lovey growing up? What would your mom, Michelle, say was your comfort item?
I didn't have a comfort item because my sister Amanda ruined that for the rest of us because she had two Binkies until she was like eight. So my comfort item was my mother. Yeah.
Well, Michelle was nervous because she was like, these questions are hard. But Michelle, you're on the board with the point.
Okay,
that's what Michelle said.
Yay.
See, and you were nervous, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. AB, what did your mom Sharon say was your comfort item?
I have my blankie.
Still has it, right?
I still have my blankie.
Yep. And we want to know, do you bring it to work? Because Sharon told us she thinks you bring it to work.
It's in my car right now.
Oh, my God. She said, she goes, I bet it's on her right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, she's all blushy now. Yeah. Like, look at her. All right. Hannah, back to you. Your mom said, if she had to choose a celebrity that you'd be stuck on an island with, who would that celebrity be? If you had to be stuck on an island with a celebrity, who would you choose?
Am I guessing what she would say or my answer?
You can get however you want to play the game, girl.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen. Michelle, what did you say?
Johnny Depp.
What? Johnny Depp. That's who you would want to be stuck on an island with.
I don't know.
Hannah and Johnny Depp.
Hannah and Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's right. Yep.
All right, AV, who did your mom say that you would want to be stuck on an island with?
There's two people, and I don't know which one she would have picked. I'm going to go Joshua Bassett.
No.
Shawn Mendes? I'm
so disappointed.
Wow, these guys, you want to be stuck on an island.
She actually chose two people. They're a couple.
Ben Platt, Noah Galvin.
Yeah. Sharon, you didn't match there. She thought for sure you were going to choose them as a couple.
Oh,
she said you didn't care about being on an island with men, but apparently the list kept going. She was like, Joshua Bastard, Sean Mendes.
She named five men.
I can give you 20.
1-1. All right, let's do the last question. I hope my mom never tells the story about what? Hannah, what did your mom say that you are praying she never tells the story of?
This one's hard because I always share stories.
Yep, she said that too.
Thank you.
Probably the one about me lying in preschool about my house lighting on fire. That was pretty embarrassing.
That was pretty embarrassing. But what was the story that you said, Michelle?
I said the story about when you fell asleep in Mexico.
Oh, no, that was good, too. Yes,
she's getting, told that one, too.
That's what Sharon goes. She goes, I've already heard this story.
Yes, getting the resort shut down. Yep,
yes.
That's a good one.
Yep, when you go to Mexico with Hannah, a resort might get shut down. All right, AB, what story did you hope your mom, Sharon, never told?
I can't really think of one, but maybe the fact that I bring my blankie to work?
No. And there's one that she said was traumatizing.
Oh. Traumatizing? Did I black it out of my memory?
Think back in middle school, honey.
I have no idea.
Oh, honey. You got in the car and start bawling.
Oh, my Valentine's Day with my 8th grade boyfriend.
What? I've never
happened?
Heard of it.
You want to know?
He had the entire grade involved, and I didn't even like him. And he, like, the teachers were all involved, and we had to go into the science room, and he, like, brought out a little stereo and played a song and asked me to dance while all of the teachers were, like, listening to us in the room next. Oh, it was so embarrassing. It was so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I broke up with him, like, the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That does sound traumatizing.
Oh, yeah.
And very like 10 things I hate about you, and he like does the big old dance on in the stadium. That's what it was in the 8th grade.
That. No.
No.
No grand gestures.
All right. Now we're going to reverse the tables. We've asked Hannah and AB some questions about you guys' moms and see how you guys match up with them, okay?
Oh, great. I don't know about this part.
Yes. We do have Hannah's mom, Michelle, with us, and AB's mom, Sharon, as we're playing Mama Knows Best, which is basically like the mama newlywed game. And so we've asked Hannah a bunch of questions, and we've asked AB a bunch of questions, and we're going to see if their moms can match their answers. Do you think you guys are ready? How do you think you guys are going to do?
Okay. I'm upset Anna didn't give me the cheat sheet first.
Hannah literally thought that I would.
Yeah, Hannah goes, you better not text your mom.
I told AB, I'm like, you better not freaking cheat.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Since Michelle had to answer all the questions first the first time, we're going to go with you, Sharon, first, okay?
Sure.
All right, Sharon, you and AB get into a car. Who's driving? Who's in charge?
Me, always.
AB, what did you say?
My mom.
Mom's in charge. Okay. Boom. Yep. They're on the board. Hannah's mom, Michelle. Who's in driving? Who's in charge?
Hannah.
I said myself, my mom can like barely see, so she never, ever drives.
Watch out if you're on the roads with Michelle today. All right, we're all tied up 2-2. We asked Hannah and AB, my mom makes the best homemade what? They're coming over for a Sunday dinner, and Sharon, AB says, mom, put what on the stove?
Well, I'm not a very good cook.
Yeah, she told us.
Does it have to be, can it be a dessert or is it a meal?
Whatever you want, your homemade.
Okay, well.
Oh, no!
Oh! It's a meal.
I'm going to guess she likes my chicken piccata, which is like a lemon chicken with noodles.
That's what I said. I said that one chicken.
Well,
I
couldn't
remember that one chicken.
Yes.
All right, I'll give you that point. It does feel like any chicken dish you probably would be like, oh, yeah, that's the chicken dish I was going to say.
No, it's very specific with breadcrumbs and lemon and capers and
Parmesan.
Yeah, how come you never made it for us?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. All right, wow. All right, Hannah's mom, Michelle. What did Hannah say that you make the best homemade what?
I was going to say chicken flamingo, chicken also.
Yep, that's what I said.
Chicken?
Yep.
Oh my God, you guys, I will count it again.
Yes.
We're just random chicken dishes.
Yes, that's what my mom makes. Me and my sisters always used to be like, oh my gosh, mom's making chicken again. But she's good at it.
All right. And then we asked Hannah and AB to pick karaoke songs for you. So Sharon, AB had to pick a karaoke song for you, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. Let me think about this. I'm the worst singer, though I love to sing. What would it be?
Yeah, take your time. We're just doing a radio show here,
wait,
Sharon.
Wait. There's like a Nelly Furtado song.
Nelly Furtado?
Okay, Nelly Furtado. Is that a match, AB?
I'm like
no,
a bird.
That is not what I put. I put Blurred Lines.
Oh, that was my summer song a few years ago.
Summer song.
Well, Robin Thicke were like, oh my God.
She was obsessed with that song.
I literally said, this is my summer song, guys. And we just blasted it in the radio every time we were in the car singing it.
Yep.
Okay. But I will say this. It was 3-3. And the miss means that Hannah and Michelle can take it home and win it.
Oh, boy.
Michelle, what would Hannah pick and say, hey, Michelle, welcome to the stage. Hannah picked your karaoke song.
Sing this song.
She hands you the microphone. You're on stage rocking to what?
Oh, my gosh.
For the win.
Mom, what's your song?
I love song. Oh, apparently you do. I just keep thinking Friends in Low Places.
No, it was the song that was your ringtone forever on your flip phone.
Stand By Your Man?
Yes!
Wow. With a hint, we'll give you the half a point of the win.
What? You gave your mom the hint for chicken.
Look, these girls are so competitive.
Yeah.
I think everybody wins because you guys have literally the best relationship. It's so cool to see it play out. And that was so fun to learn a lot about your guys' relationships. You guys honestly do have two of the most amazing daughters, and you are, we've raised some pretty awesome women.
I would like a rematch.
The competitive juices are flowing. We can make that happen.
I'm ready to go, guys.